Okay, we're on Hey Ahmed Aleph near the bottom.
We're
going to
finish this
cold off. We're going to do quite a bit of it. Okay, V'chora, it says two lines up from the bottom. V'chora api boi b'yomahu, I'm going to get angry with him on that day. But as avtim, I'm going to leave him. But starti fonai mehem, I'm going to hide my face from them. It's from the Jews. Yes, I'm a rav bar de law, bar tavyumi, I'm a rav. Kol she'ena behest upon him. Any person who's not basically got his face hidden from Hashem is ena mehem. Rashi says he's not from his area Israel, he's not Jewish. Because at the time of the destruction, even which really should be now as well, basically things are not supposed to go really, really well. And kol she'ena v'haya le'achol, this is a continuation of the pasuk, v'haya le'achol means they're going to get plundered by the goyim, is eino mehem, he's not from them, he's not from Eretz Yisrael. So Amru lay Rabbanan l'Rava, the Rabbanan said to Rava, wait a second, marlo behest upon him, isay, Rava, you're really rich, v'lo b'haya le'achol isay, and the goyim aren't stealing from you, so maybe you're not Jewish. So Amalu, he said to them, mi yadisu, do you know kama mishadarna, how much I'm sending Betzina hidden bribes Bei Shavu Malka to the Persian king? So afilu hachi, nevertheless Yahavu, since they gave Bei Rabbanan Enayu, they looked at him. Shavu Malka is the king of Persia. Rabbanan Enayu Adahachi Shador, so they sent the Bei Shavu Malka, from the Persian king, Begarvu, the tax collectors, Begarvu, and they took all his money. So Omar, he commented, Haina de Tanya, this is what's in the Braisa, Amar Rabban Shimon Gamliel, Kolmo come any place, Shinosnu Chomim Einem, when they start looking, scrutinizing, brings or Misa or Oini, or death or poverty. Okay, Va'anuchi Posuk, Va'anuchi Haste Oste Ponaim Bayomahu, I will surely hide my face on that today. So Rava comments a bit positive, so Amar Rava, I'm a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Afal Pisha, he started upon Emehem. Even though I'm going to hide my face from him in the daytime, but Cholom Adabebo, but his mashma in the daytime, in the nighttime, he can have dreams, and Hashem's going to tell you what to daven about. So Rav Yosef Omar, he says, still Yado Nutuya, his hand is stretched above a lane upon us. Shinema Vatzel Yodai Kizisicho. Basically, in the shadow of my hand, I'm covering you. So Rabbi Yeshua Ben Chananya, Havat Kor Kesar. He was over by the Caesar over there. So Achvile Haumina, this Min started doing sign language, started showing sign language to him. So he said the following, indicated the following. Ama means nation to Adrinu, that he turned away, Mare, his master, La'ape, his face, Mine, from him. So he showed back to him, Rabbi Yeshua, Achvile Yadun to Yalenu, his hand still protecting us. So Amale Keso, the Keso said to Rabbi Yeshua, my Achvilach, what did he show you? So Rabbi Yeshua replied, Ama de Adrinu, Mare, La'ape, Mine, the nation that the master turned their face from them. Va'ana, says Rabbi Yeshua, Machvino Le, I showed him back, I retorted, Yadun to Yalein, Hashem is still protecting us. So then they said, Amru Leila Hau Mina, they said to that Min, my Achvisle, what did you show? What did you show him to Rabbi Yeshua? So he said, Amr da Adrinu Lamore Ape Mine, the person who basically, Hashem, like he said, okay? On my Achviloch, and what did Rabbi Yeshua reply back to you? So he said, Lo Yudon, I don't know. So Amru, Gavra, de lo yoda, a person who doesn't know my machvi, what he's showing, sign language, labor, machog, he's going to do remozim, yachvi, showing, komi, in front of the malka, afku, they took him out, v'kat luhu, and they killed him. Ki naicha nafshe Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, when Rabbi Chananya was about to die, Amru le, the Rabbanan said to him, my tehevi alon mi minoi, what's going to be with us with the minoi? Because you're our star debater. They're going to beat us. So Amru lehem, he says, don't worry, because we've got a posuk. He says, of the eitzah mi bonim, if the eitzah, I mean the council has gone from the sons, from the Jews, nisrucha chochmosom, also the chochma of the goyim goes, kivan she of the eitzah mi bonim. So nisrucha chochmosom shel umos ha'olam. So it's like related, right? So Ibai said in another source, Mihacha, this is we're talking about Esav and Yaakov Avinu walking together. It says, V'yoyma nosa, yeah, he says, we'll go, V'nilcha, V'ilcha l'negdech, and Esav's offering to escort him, and they're going to go together. So you see that they're together. So Rav Ila Havisolik Badog, he was going up on a step, of Debay Rabba Barshila. So Shomela Yanuka, he heard that a child, the Habakkuk Kori was reading his Psukim. It says, Kihine Yoitzaharim, Hashem creates the mountains, Avori Ruach, and he creates the wind. Yeah, Magid La'odam, he says to a person, Mar Sichoi, Hashem's going to tell a person what his Sichoi. So basically, he's going to comment on this. Ama Ever Churaba Magid Loi, and Ever that his master tells him, Mar Sichoi, is a Tekona Yeshlo, there's going to be a Tekona for him. So what's he worried about? Ma Sichoi, what's this Sichoi? So I'm a Rab, a Filu Sichoi Yaseir, even the additional speech should be in Ishla Ishto, these private speeches that it wasn't necessary, Megidin Loi La Odom, they're going to tell to an Odom Bashas Mis when the time he dies. Ian, is that true? But Rav Kahana, Havok Goni, he was sleeping, Tute, underneath the Pure, the bed, the Rav, of Rav, who was the person who just said this Memra. Vishamein, he heard to Rav, the Soch, that he spoke, and he laughed, and he was with his wife. So and Rav Chana commented, says, Omer, is Domi, similar, Pume, the mouth of the Rav, commandaloi, that is not taught him Le Tavshil, he's ravenous for this kind of stuff. So Rav said back to him, Omele, Kana, Puk, get out, Lav Uruch Oretz, not Derek Aretz, for you to be under my bed. So anyway, but you see that from this, that Rav did speak a lot with his wife. So Lokasha, Kan, de Tzorich Lutsuya, here is when Rav's wife was upset with him and he needed to speak a lot to her for to get her back on his side, and that's okay. But hand a little trickle to you. But if you don't need to really speak to her so much, don't go overboard. V'im lo tishma'ua, if you're not going to hear, but mistorim, in the hidden places, tivke nafshi, my nafish is going to cry, mipnei gava, because of the lack of gava. So, oma rav shmul ba'inya, mishmei de rav, mokum yesh lo, l'kodesh baruch, there's a place to Hashem, a mistorim shmo, it's called mistorim shmo, which is the crying room. So, my mipnei gava, what's mipnei gava? So, what's he crying about? So, rav shmul ba'yitzchok, mipnei gavos on shisrael, because of the splendor of Yisrael. Shenit lo mehem, it was taken away from them. V'nissen lo evdichomim, was given to the goyim. So Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni Amar Mipnei Ga'avos Shel Malchus Shemaim, the greatness of Malchus Shemaim has been taken away. Oh, now the Gemara asks, Mi Ika Bechia Kamei Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Is the crying before Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Va'amar Rav Papa Ain Etzivus. There's no depression lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shenema Hoid V'Hod Olafonov V'Oid V'Chebim Koymoi. Right, so he says, glory, it's all good over there. So Lokasha, because the Harba Bati Gavoi, in the inner rooms, there's crying. V'Harba Bati Baroi, but the public, face, in a certain sense, there's no crying. Oh, but ask the Gemara Kasha, V'Bati Baroi, lo, is that true? There's not. It says, "Ksiv v'yikra Hashem Elukim tzavakois v'yomahu levechi for crying lemispaid for hespedim lekorach and to rip clothes lachu asach and to don sackcloth." See, it's over there. Even the public face of Hashem, in a certain sense, is crying. So Shani Korban Beis Hamikdash. No, that's calling out the Korban Beis Hamikdash. The filu malachi shalom. Even the angel of peace, Bochu Shinema, Hein Arelam, that they are Arelam is either the Mizbeach or it's a kind of angel. Sotaku Chutza, they cried outside, Malachi Shalom, Ma Miv Koyun, and they will cry out. Or some translates of Mizbeach as well. But Domoy Tidma Tere Eni Dima, right? There's basically it says Loshen of Dima three times over here. Yeah, Kinishba, that it's captured the Ada of Hashem, the flock of Hashem. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Shalosh Dim Os Halulama. Why are these three tiers? What are they for? So Achas Al Mikdash Rishon. One is for the sake of the destruction of the base of Mikdash Rishon. Achas Al Mikdash Sheni. One is for the destruction of the base of Mikdash Sheni. Achas Al Yisrael. One is on Yisrael. Should Galim come? They got the put into exile. But Ikid Amri, with regards to the third thing, there's a slight difference. Amri Achas Al Bittul Torah. The last one is on Bittul Torah. So the question is, Bishlama Lamanda Amar Al Yisrael Shigolim Koimon, that Hainu Dichsiv, that it says in the Postics, Kinish Ba'idu Hashem, that they captured the flock of Hashem. It sounds like they went into Golos. Yeah, El Lamanda Amar Al Bittul Torah, the one says that it was Hashem's crime because of Bittul Torah. It doesn't sound my Kinish Ba'idu Hashem. What does it mean that they were captured, they'd Hashem? What's it got to do with Bittul Torah? The answer to the Gemara. Kivin Shigolos, since they're in Golos, Mim Koimon, Eilucho Bittul Torah Golom Izah, when people are not, in the nice, wonderful shul where they can learn Torah, then creates Bittul Torah. Tan Rabbanan. Shloisha, the three things of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu Lem B'chol Yom, that Hashem cries about them all day, every day. So Al Sheev Shala Asoik B'Torah, somebody who's able to learn in Torah, but ain't always saying...
How does this fit to the fact that he doesn't cry other than the Beis HaMikdash.
That was external. That was external. This is probably an internal room crying. Okay, I assume. Good question. So I'll. So somebody who's efshar to lasuk b'tor of ein or oisake, of or that's one. But al she'i efshar lasuk b'tor, he can't learn Torah of oisake. Right, that's spoken about ein marsha, and or maybe it's just crying because he's. Different kind of crying, but Alparnis of Iskail the Tzibor, and Alparnis is a Balgaiver on the Tzibor, and he's basically telling people to do things for his own covered and making them suffer. So Rebbe Hava Nokit Sefer Kinos, which is Eicha, because Kori Begave, when he was reading it, Kimos Lai Pesuka, when he gets to this Pasuk, it says Hishlich Mishamayim Oretz, when he threw from the heavens to the Oretz, and the continuation is Tiferes Yisrael, the glory of Yisrael. So Nofel, the Igeres of fell min Yode. Yeah, Omer, so he commented mi Igra Ram to a high roof, Labira a Mikta to a deep pit. Basically, he went from the top to the heights to the pits. So Rebbe the Rebbe Chia Havu Shokhu Asli Baorcha. They were going on a journey. Kimati Luha Masa when they got to this village. Omri, Iker Maturim Bon Hacha, is there a young Talmud Chacham here? Nizah will go, Vinakbil, Ape will go and do Kabbalah's upon him. So the people said, Omri, Iker Maturim Bon Hacha, there is a young rabbi here. Ma'orinaim, who? He happens to be blind. Omri, Rebbe Chiel, the Rebbe. Rebbe Chiel said to Rebbe, Tiv at. You stay here. Lotizal, don't zalzel benisu soch in your nasius. Yeah, I'll go back lapa and I'll go and greet him. Tokfe Rebbe didn't accept this. He forced him for Ozel Bahada and he went with Rebbe Chia. Ki havu maftri mine when they were leaving this blind Talmud Chacham Omalu. He said to them, Atem hikbaltem ponim hanirim. You did kabbalas ponim to somebody who's seen ve'einon royin who doesn't see. Tisku, you should be zoicha lahakbil ponim. You should to greet somebody who's ponim haroyim, who sees ve'enam nirin isn't seen, meaning Hashem. So amrulei ika. Amrulei. So Rebbe said to Rechia, iku hashta. If I wouldn't minasam, basically if I would listen to you, you would have held back from me high bruchah, some of this bracha. So amrulei, the Rebbe and Rebbe Chia said to him. So this is the blind Talmud Chacham. And Miman Shmir Loch, who did you hear that basically it's such a great thing to do Kabbalah upon him that you gave such a geshmak a bracha? So he answered them, Peki to Rabbi Yaakov Shmili. I heard it from the shir of Rabbi Yaakov. The Rabbi Yaakov, Ish Kfar Chataya, have a makbil ape, the rabbi. Kol Yom, he was going to see his rabbi every day. Kikosh, when he got old, Omalei, learn it's Daramar. He said, don't trouble yourself anymore. Dolo Yochilmar, he's beyond your abilities. So Omalei, Mizut, is it small? My dichsiv, what is written, Behu bin Rabban, with regards to the Rabban, Vayechi od lenetzach. And they will live forever. Lo yira hashachas, you won't see hashachas is basically Gehenom. Ki yira chachomim yimusa, if you're going to see chachomim whilst they're dying. So ma aroya chachomim b'misoson yichya. Somebody sees a chotam chachom die, but chayeyan. So if they're alive, al achas kama v'kama. Rav Idi avuah de Yaakov bar Idi have a rogil de hobby ozil. He would go tlosa yach. He would travel for 3 months, but orcha in a journey. V'chad yuma bebei rav. And one day he would go. He would learn in the yeshiva, and then he would go three months back to be with his family for the regalim. V'habu korile the rabbanon kind of made fun of him. Bar bei rav de chad yuma. He's the one day Talmud. Chalish Daita, he felt bad because he was like, maybe I'm wasting my time. Kori Nafshe, he said about it, I'm just being a laughingstock for the people. We're going up. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't happy about this. I'm a Rabbi Yochanan, but I'm a Susu, please, Minoch, please. Lo Sanish Lahul Rabbanon, don't bring me to the din on these Rabbanon. Right? So, Nafshe Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan went and said, gave him Musa. Maybe Joshua, but Dorish, he says, the Oisi Yom Yom, and me each day Yidrushun, okay, the Dastaruchai Yech. For son, and the knowledge of my ways you should desire. And then he asks a question. It's possible. Baki, b'yom, dorshin oisoi. What in the day you've got to seek out Hashem. Ubalaila ain dorshin oisoi. In the nighttime you're not dorshin oisoi. Elo lo melachon is going to tell you. Kol oisik b'torah. Anyone who oisik b'torah, feel yom echad b'shana. Even one day in the year. Ma'ala alav because of the Torah relates to it. Keilu asak kol ashana kula. If you learned for a whole year. And v'chem minis purnas. So too with minis purnas. In the negative sense, it also has this kind of equation. Tichsi b'mispar yomim asher tartem as arets with regards to the Meraglim, with the days that you spied the land, and then they got the punishment was 40 years. V'ki arbim shana chotu was 40 years they sinned. V'halu arbim yom chotu, it was only 40 days. Salo melacha kol over aveira. Somebody over aveira a feel yom echad b'shana, even one day in the year is malo love. Because of the Torah relates to it ki ilu over kol shana kula.